Was there one episode in your life, Jay, that began to point you in this direction?
Well, it really was. It was the it was my discovery in 1986 of the book Mysteries of the Cathedrals by a strange author with the name of Fulcanelli. And I actually set out to prove that everything in the book was actually wrong and that it was just a waste of time, and ended up finding that the book was perhaps one of the most important books ever written.
Now tell me about the author, Fulcanelli.
Yeah, well, Fulcanelli is the beginning of the mystery, because Fulcanelli is anonymous. And Fulcanelli lived in Paris in the 20s and published his book, Mystery of the Cathedrals, in 1926, and then supposedly disappeared from this world. He did make a couple more appearances, I guess, but the fact that he was anonymous really rang my bell. As a journalist, I knew one thing, and that was anyone who was interested in these kinds of things was usually carrying around an ego on a wheelbarrow. And being anonymous, I found extremely surprising. So that triggered my interest originally in the fact that no one knew who Fulcanelli was, and actually to this day, no one really knows.
It's almost as if whoever he might have been, he wanted just to get a message out and didn't really need the attention or the notoriety for it.
In fact, that's exactly right. In fact, he sought to not be found, and there are many cases, strange and odd cases that have gone through the years, where it's quite obvious that the people who were around Fulcanelli are creating cover stories and trying to hide the fact of whoever he was or wherever he came from. The OSS, the precursor to the CIA,
sure,
actually instigated an investigation into Fulcanelli at the close of World War II and swept through Paris and almost all of France, searching for Fulcanelli and searching for anyone who knew him and questioning them and creating a huge file on Fulcanelli.
That's amazing. What, if anything, do you know about him?
Well, only what I can glean from his books, the real book that he wrote, which is Mystery of the Cathedrals. He tells us that he grew up in Amiens, which is a city north of Paris, and that he visited the cathedral there when he was a young boy. But there are striking anomalies in the text. Things that he knows seem like only someone who had been alive for a long time would know. Little details about Notre Dame, the cathedral in Notre Dame, and little details about the neighborhoods in Paris, and just striking things that once you start delving into the mystery, you begin realizing that Fulcanelli is intimating between the lines that he may have been around a lot longer than we or you or I could possibly be around.
Spell his name for us, Jay, so many of our listeners can do some of their own homework to try to track down some information.
It's Fulcanelli, Fulcanelli.
He didn't use a first name, just this name.
Just one name. There's various translations. It could mean the tunnel in the volcano, or Vulcan, could also be attributes to earlier alchemists who had names similar to Fulcanelli, or it could be an anagram. At this point, no one seems to know exactly who he was.
Well, this book then, Mysteries of the Cathedrals, which sent you on your path, when you read this book, was it mired in code, or was it a travelogue? What was it?
Well, that's a good question. It's actually, as someone who considers themselves to be highly intelligent, the book, when I read the book, it was actually the first book, and I'd struggled through James Joyce's Ulysses and through various tomes on modern physics that would have wrenched serious minds, and I understood it. But when I read Fulcanelli, I didn't understand it. I couldn't understand it. And that vexed me beyond any measure, considering that I thought I was pretty intelligent, and here I was with a book in my hands that I absolutely could not comprehend.
Way over your head at that time?
Way over my head, way over anyone's head. In fact, the two books that I co-wrote are really the only books, full-length books, that are about what Fulcanelli is talking about. No one French, English, American, German, anyone, no one has tackled Folcanelli in the in-depth way. And not so much who Folcanelli was, but what is Folcanelli saying?